Just wanted to get your name first.
Michael Levitin, L-E-V-I-T-I-N.
And where are you from?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. How long have you been here at the Occupation in Wall Street?
Exactly 1 week.
Okay. And I see there's a newspaper here, the Occupied Wall Street Journal. I've heard it's the first edition of what's hoped to be many. Tell us about the newspaper.
Well, it was a bit more ad hoc than I think some people here would have liked, because the whole principle behind this General Assembly and the Occupy Wall Street movement is that everything is very much conducted on a consensus basis. The time pressure, the idea that we're really trying to build this movement and build support for it and get many more New Yorkers who don't yet know about us, or the only thing they know is from, you know, a daily news story about the police presence last weekend. We want many more people involved. We want unions, we want students, we want middle class, we want the wide spectrum of New York culture, and really this is reaching out across America. We needed to put this out as quickly as possible. Today, Saturday, is really the largest mobilization to date. We have a large march planned for 3 o'clock. There are other marches throughout the day. We wanted this in print to distribute it across the subways, across the boroughs, get people to know what's going on. Also, ahead of October 5th, where there are union marches and I believe a statewide, or even maybe just a citywide, but a statewide student walkout. So we wanted this in people's hands, both for today and for Wednesday. So it was crafted rather quickly. It did not, as many people say here, there was not one female contributor. This movement is very dedicated to getting as much as wide a spectrum as possible. We are in the process of really figuring out where to go from here. This was thrown together rather quickly. We got Chris Hedges to contribute a piece exclusively for us. I think that's fantastic. He's a revered public intellectual. And we threw it together as much as possible to tell people what this movement is trying to do.
What's the message in the newspaper that you want to put in people's hands?
We want to challenge the notion that the way that the political, economic, corporate-owned system that functions today in America, and which has led us to this brink, to this point of basically a nation breaking down in very many ways, from communities to schools to infrastructure to local budgets to national decision-making to military to environmental catastrophe. Everybody, which is why we call ourselves the 99%, we believe 99% of Americans can pretty much agree on one thing, that the system is broken. And we want to create, contrary to the internet age in which everything is going digital, we still believe that print has a great vital role, and we want to create something of an organ that can be read and distributed, and to express that notion and let our voices here, of the 99%, which is in favor of fundamental transformational change. Nothing lightweight. This is a highly idealistic, highly inspired movement that actually believes and hopes that it can bring about change, not simply write and preach to the converted. We want this to be an organ where we can get our ideas out and where we can build this movement into something nationwide.
And there's been a lot of talk, of course, in recent years, especially this past year, about social media and its role in the uprisings in the Arabic nations in North Africa. And, of course, in the European protest movement we've seen develop there. But what is the value? I think you just described it, but maybe you could recap. What's the value of old media, like having a newspaper that you can put in people's hands versus the website?
I think old media can be made new again, and moments like this can help that happen. Print is an invaluable institution developed by humans thousands of years ago and has provided in moments of history, an incredible outlet. You can look at America and the American Revolution and what pamphlets did then. You can look at Martin Luther, what that did to reform the Catholic Church and literally invent Protestantism through a reader base that was able to read those ideas. I think that print has just an invaluable role. I don't know if you can say we're trying to resuscitate it. I think that we feel that the media, basically, even the independent, so-called independent media, doesn't speak to the principles we're talking about for transformational change. And we would like our personal Occupy Wall Street Journal and any other publications that evolve out of this to truly speak and be able to communicate to people in that old-fashioned, old media way which I think many of us are in consensus to the fact that we're not all happy that the internet has devoured and swallowed up print media, in a sense. We want this to be, this is a powerful medium and a powerful opportunity, a true opportunity to reach many people. Many people aren't online. Many people don't want to have newsletters sent in their to their inbox every day, along with 40 other newsletters that they have to scan and to become one more internet blip headline that they can, you know, that has a shelf life of, you know, 20 seconds potentially. This is something in your hands. This is something you can read. You can pass around. You can talk to people about, and it just has more real life to it.
And of course, you can. The other cities that are beginning their occupations, you could send this via the internet, and they can print their own editions in their own towns.
You mean send the actual? But you mean send like an online version, or send this in a PDF where they can print it out?
I'm just thinking the value of print, as you said, is that people in another town could print this out and distribute it by hand in their own town.
We would love that. The whole point of this is to build a nationwide movement. And in that sense, we would love if other cities, from San Francisco to Chicago to, you know, Miami to everywhere, Austin, every city in America, my goodness, if they started their own Occupy Austin Journal, Occupy Seattle, etc., wonderful. And that's just incredible. Or if they would submit their work to us and we could become a platform, being New York, that would then disseminate there and spread how this movement is literally growing across America and be a written kind of document that can chronicle and archive where we're going. Absolutely. This could be something that could be a nationwide thing. And it could help inspire those movements that are just in a nascent form to really take root.
Printing a newspaper takes money and support. What do you need in, by way of assistance and support and contributions to keep this effort going?
Well, what we don't need is advertising by any corporate or any affiliated groups that have their own vested interests. That we do not need, and that we will not have. This is going to be citizen-funded, public interest style journalism. This will not be public interest journalism. This will be journalism of a form that expresses the views truly that are coming out of the General Assembly in the Occupy Wall Street community. And where it grows from that has yet to be seen. We are raising funds online, so in that sense we're very much using the online community. We raised funds for this newspaper entirely through Kickstarter, which is a platform that raises funds for projects of art or media, creative projects. And we raised far more than we need for this edition, which gives us great hope that we will not only have money left over to do other print materials like flyers, posters, stickers, other types of outreach, but that we will have money to carry this forward and have another edition, hopefully 1 week from now.
Excellent. Just the last question. What's the difference between a protest and a movement? And what do you see developing here in Zuccotti Park?
Good question. I think this started as a protest, but the ideas behind it, I think, already had in mind a movement. I think that America has been lacking a significant youth-based movement that represents the 99% of Americans whose interests are clearly not being served and have not been served for decades now, many decades. Of a system that has gone veered way off course from what Americans would consider is the direction our nation needs to go. A movement is something, I think this is clearly a movement in its early stages. Clearly a movement. Whether it turns into something political, whether it has impacts on the economy in the long run, we can't say. But that would be a movement that generates thousands and ultimately generates millions of supporters is what we are looking for.
The police will take them because it's on their property.
And in that sense, we're hopeful, but we're also wary of making wrong steps because we're early and this is a critical moment to make the right steps. But yes, this movement is growing, and it's something that probably once it does reach a moment of growth won't even be stopped because it's tapping into something deep in the American, in the youth, but really in the American psyche, which is the knowledge that we have been screwed for far too long by far too few people, and that must change.